Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What is up, everybody? It's Thursday. You're almost to the end of the week. We've got you right here, and of course, you know that means it's time for Married at First Sight Couples Cam After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV. My name is Mike Thielen. You guys have been riding with me with Married at First Sight for a while. I'm excited to see what's going on with these folks back home, but I've got some new friendly faces joining me here today. Our previous panel cannot. So first up, we've got Dot.
Hey, what is up? Excited to be here. Let's do it.
And of course, we also have Bree.
Hey, Brianna Cheyenne here.
Nice to see you guys. Now, also for fans of our show who knows coming up, Lanisha will be joining us. She's going to be back. She just couldn't be here this week. But guys, excited to have you on the panel. Excited to talk about these couples. They've been living. They've been married. It works. The experiment works. So we're rocking and rolling with them. We see what they're doing in quarantine. But first up, other shows, you know, other reality shows, 90 Day Fiancé. We've seen other shows doing this where we see the couples at home. Just wanted to overall, just on the show, get your overall thoughts. Dot, what do you think of the show overall so far?
I mean, it's really brand new right now. We're just hopping in. But so far, started off a little slow. I think at this moment, it's definitely keeping me entertained and intrigued. They're facing a lot of things that we are facing. I'm a couple in quarantine, so it's kind of fun and relatable for me to see how other people are handling a pandemic.
And you are a newly engaged couple in quarantine.
Hey, put a ring on.
Shout out for that.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. I'm going to give you all the wedding tips, like we said. And of course, Brianna, what are you thinking of this show so far?
I think, like Dot said, it's starting off pretty slow, but of course, it's the first episode. However, I think it's going to be really interesting to watch these really new couples be in these close quarters together. And it's with the pressure of being a pandemic, because, you know, 3 years, it might sound like a long time, but being married for 3 years, it's not. It's still very fresh. So it's going to be really interesting to see how the pressure of the pandemic and not working and being together all the time is going to affect marriage.
Yeah. And not only have some of them only been married 3 years, some of them way less, like Jessica and Austin have been married way less, but for any of them, even if they said we've been married for 3 years, that's not just married. That's how long they've known each other.
Exactly.
So I've been married for almost 3 years, but I've known my wife for about 10. This is very, very different to when you've barely known each other. So guys, you watched the show before. You know how we do it. I'm going to go down through all the different couples. We're going to start out with couples who are probably less interesting to talk about. Then we're going to end up on the stuff that's more interesting. And Dot's got some news for us. Brianna's got a fun game for us to play in a special segment later. So stay tuned. Let's kick it off right now. I wanted to take it back to our most recent happy couple because none of the other ones are happy. We're going to stay happy with Jessica and Austin. Of course, throughout their entire season of Married at First Sight, the only drama they had, the only problem was that Austin was going to have to be traveling for work a lot. Surprise, quarantine, he's not traveling at all, right? So he's basically staying home, not doing a lot of stuff. In fact, she's working a lot. Shout out to the nurses. We know Jessica is a nurse, just like my wife. Shout out to my wife who just got home, is a nurse practitioner, got home from the hospital right now. Hi, dear. Everyone's great. She's working. And we also know Lanisha, who's going to join us on the panel next week. Her sister is a nurse. So we shout out to all the nurses here on the show. But Jessica's been working a lot. And this episode, the most recent one last night, we find out that her hospital is going to be installing an ICU specifically for COVID-19. And she's going to be heading it up. So it's a promotion for her, but it's also scary because she's going to be dealing with those patients. How'd you guys feel about their relationship, Brianna?
It's really vanilla. It's really dry. But then I had to remind myself that they've only been in it for a couple months. So I gave them a pass for that. I really thought it was cute that Austin was a little protective of Jessica and saying, I don't really want you to go. But Jessica was kind of like, you can't protect me. And I'm like, wow, girl, like, he's just like being vulnerable and expressing his feelings and you're just shutting him down. So I don't, it's shout out, like you said, to Jessica for her work in medical industry, but not my favorite couple.
They're a really quiet couple. Their whole season, they're a really great match because they're very quiet. They're very unassuming. They tend to stay in the background. And they don't have a lot of drama. He's always been kind of really sweet. I mean, Dot, we're starting out with something good. So how do you love this couple?
They are not my favorite either. They're just a little dull. But, you know, I think that this is the type of couple that will last for years and years to come because they really genuinely seem like they're friends. This is a couple that I'm honestly worried about, and not because of drama, just because they still are so new and they're being forced into two situations, which is being forced with so much time together and then her working in that ICU unit. So I'm just worried about her dealing with that stress and on top of the stress of starting a new marriage with somebody. I'm very interested to see how they start to maneuver both of the two and handle those layers on each other. I'm really hoping that what will spark up from that is maybe some sort of conflict so that we can kind of get a spark and they can get to know each other on a deeper level so that we can draw and connect with them more. Because I think they're a strong couple. We just don't know much about them.
Yeah, show some personality.
In our entire coverage last season, we talked about them first because there was never anything to talk about. They're a great couple. They love each other. They're happy. There was literally the only drama was him having to travel more for work than she thought. It was nothing. Yeah. So we'll park them there. Maybe something's going to set them off. We'll see how they're dealing with the close quarters. It's a really good point. It's a good point for all of our couples. Let's move on to Danielle and Bobby. They've been together much longer now. They were a few seasons ago. They've got a baby. She finds out that she's actually doing really, really good at home. It seems like Bobby's not, though. Bobby is doing what I'm sure a lot of our friends watching at home are doing. He is spending money like there's no tomorrow. So he got a new grill, video games, a shop vac. He's got his portable putting green. He got a pressure washer. This is so ironic that I watched this today because my wife just ordered us a pressure washer and it's sitting in the living room right now. I don't know what my new chore is going to be to do that.
She's dropping hints. She's like, I'm sure I got
to pressure wash the house soon. And she just did an ovulation test, which I'm also familiar with going through that as well. And that means that they know the window. They got to kind of get busy over the next couple of days because that's the fertile window. Danielle, in the past, guys, has been a little bit controlling over Bobby. Bobby has tended to take the kind of backseat in the relationship, and Danielle's very assertive. Brianna, what'd you think of these two?
So I feel like, okay, this is my thing. With the whole ovulation thing, like you mentioned, I know the pregnancy would be a super high-risk situation for her. And I feel like right now is just not the time to put that pressure on their marriage with COVID. You know, they're already talking about there's going to be a second wave and we haven't even gotten through this first wave yet.
Right.
So why put that pressure on your marriage thinking about bringing another baby into a situation where we don't even have a cure or vaccines for this thing yet? So right now, I think as a couple, they're doing as well as they can not to get on each other's nerves in a sense. And I hate to say it, but I don't really see them going through it with the long haul. I just don't. I don't know why.
You don't. Okay. I mean, they have a kid. They're decently solid right now.
Yeah.
They're decently solid. We'll see. We'll see. I mean, I'm sure this quarantine is going to end a lot of people's relationships. It's going to be fascinating. Dot, what did you think of these two? We don't see a ton of them in these two episodes anyway. What were you thinking?
The whole time I was thinking, honestly, like what a great guy that he's really concerned for his wife and really wanting to make sure that he can have both his daughter and his wife. And he's just wanting to make sure that she's straight. And he's thinking, we have a daughter. This is our blessing. You know, this is what it is. And I just thought it was interesting for her to still be pressing the issue. I mean, for me, I don't have kids yet, but I definitely know if I'm trying to conceive, I want it to be a mutual decision. Because think about once you do conceive and how that type of energy may roll over into your second child. If anything does go wrong within the pregnancy, then he's going to feel guilty and he's going to be like, yo, like I told you, we shouldn't have done this. So I just think that she's creating an issue when there's already a pandemic. So I think she should just chill right now. Like for real, your baby's still a baby. Like who wants two babies in diapers running around the house?
I'm actually hoping I get twins. So it's just one and done. All the problems. That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. I mean, we'll see what happens with them. A lot of these couples, honestly, and we're going to rattle through the rest of them right here. We don't see a ton of them. It's more like a check-in, and it seems like they're doing good. Honestly, for couples like Danielle and Bobby, the only kind of drama or anything I think we're going to see on the show is about the baby. Because other than that, they're just sitting at home. They're, you know, there's not a lot of stuff to get into. People get angsty. You get on each other's nerves, kind of like Steph and AJ. We'll talk about them in a bit. But other than that, you know, they're just kind of sitting at home. Let's talk about Deanna and Greg. Deanna and Greg started out back in the day. We liked them. They started out real slow. Greg was super patient with her the entire season. You know, Deanna moved at a slower pace than a lot of the other couples, especially when it comes to physical stuff and sexual stuff and things like that. But Greg was there waiting for her kind of the whole way. And there another one, at least Deanna is feeling this quarantine baby thing. She buys him the fake baby thing to practice with. If anybody watching is also watching Labor of Love, I cover that show too on Fridays. I guarantee you this is going to be a challenge coming up for the guys. This is the fake baby thing where you shove all this water in it and it pees and cries and all this other kind of stuff. You guys, I can tell by shaking the head, you love them. Dot, what do you think? What do you love about this couple? Where they're at?
First of all, my favorite couple by far. It's not just because they're Black. They really are a fun, loving couple. I thought it was so refreshing to see the growth within their relationship because Deanna did start off so slow and here she is trying to pounce on him and get pregnant. So I thought what a fun, loving relationship that they have all the way from her shaving on his, coloring in Greg's that sort of thing. I do think that the pressure of her wanting to have a baby is because she just has all this time to sit and think. I think it's very interesting that Greg is wanting to, you know, make sure that they travel and spend more time together. I'm leaning more towards Greg's point of view. But at the same time, as a woman, we're always thinking about that internal clock. But at the same, they just met, you know, they still need to build that strong foundation. But I think it's really cute that he's always down for her shenanigans, but still has a very stern no.
Yeah, that I like that little kind of tiny tension in their relationship. I mean, Brianna, their relationship from the beginning has kind of been solidly building the entire time.
It definitely has, and but it shows. It really does. The growth shows. Deanna gives me serious only child vibes. Like, when I'm on break, I want you to be on break. When you're busy, it's okay because I'm busy too. So, but it goes so well because they balance each other, and I love, and it's an organic balance. And when you start off slow, like how they did, and you get to build, that's how you really genuinely fall in love with that person. So she can be as annoying as she wants to be because he ain't going nowhere. Like, where is Greg going? He's not going anywhere. So that's how you just feel the love just watching them. It's amazing.
They're a really good pair. They're kind of like opposites. They're filling in the pieces for each other that they don't have. That's why she can be kind of over, like aggressive or whatever. Greg tends to be kind of passive, but he'll still say no. And that's kind of the fun of seeing it. I want to move on to Keith and Christine. I love this couple. We've loved them for a long time. They were another couple right away on the show. Everybody kind of loved them. They had their kind of little things, but they were really solid the whole time. We know he works at a clinic running supplies up to first responders. His coworker recently apparently got sick. We don't know. Is going into quarantine. So he's going to have to take over a bunch of that work and responsibility at the clinic. So obviously opening himself up to a little bit more troubles and possibly the virus. She's in real estate, so she's kind of doing the whole work from home thing and on the phone. I thought it was funny. Somehow she doesn't think the booze is essential. It is essential if you're old enough to drink. And then we get to see, I think, just something really heartwarming for myself, how people are dealing with families and outside relationships during this quarantine. We see him go over to grandma's house and they don't even interact with grandma, right? Bring some food and then just say hi and talk from the window. A lot of our friends watching at home have surely gone through similar things as well. And then dad comes over. He's still face masked up and everything, but he's helping them remodel the kitchen because they don't want to, obviously, I wouldn't either want a crew coming over to mess with the kitchen. So they kind of have life continues to go on, even though the quarantine is going on. Brianna, what'd you think of K&K here?
I think this is another couple that showed that's a perfect example of growth, because she was so worried about his immaturity because he was relying on his mom and his grandma.
Right.
And you see that he is capable of being a reliable, responsible husband. And I think I really enjoyed watching this couple purely for that fact. Alone and seeing that he was able to build this relationship with Christine, and Christine didn't cross a boundary of coming off as disrespectful towards his relationship with his family. So there's a perfect balance of just a mutual respect with everyone in the within the family unit. And I think that's what makes the couple so strong and healthy.
Yeah, I mean, that's super important in a relationship. Get along with the in-laws, that's big. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hope you like your in-laws. You're about to be pot committed.
Right. Ever.
What do you think of Keith and Christine?
I think with this couple, I really, really, really enjoy watching them because, you know, all couples and all people are handling this pandemic differently. And like you said, they are just a really strong couple to watch that are actually making the adjustments that need to be made and continuing to move forward. Like you said, she's in real estate. Okay, we can't go to the house. Now we're going to do this virtually. We can't go and sit with grandma. We're going to go and watch from the window. I love to see how some of this is halting people and then how some of this is just shifting people. So I'm interested to see, and you know, even with them doing the house and stuff, they're not stopping doing right. the renovations on the house. They're just altering how they're going to do it. So I just want to see how they incorporate some of these new elements into their relationship as they move forward. Like, will she continue doing these virtual tours online? And right. you know, will they, how that will just transpire throughout their love.
And being so family first, I mean, a baby's got to be on the table for these two. I can't imagine it's not. Let's finish up with some of the more straightforward couple. The last one for me, I think we talked about Anthony and Ashley. Of course, they have little baby Mila. She's pregnant, right? Ashley's pregnant right now? Ashley's the pregnant one right now?
No, I don't think she's pregnant.
Ashley's not pregnant. They're talking about it, as everybody is talking about it. And we just see a bunch of their little baby Mila going around and stealing things like the remote and things like that. They have some snow, they build a snowman, and then Anthony has this call with the CEO pushing an event back 3 months. Everybody's getting stuff pushed back 3 months. So just to me, just another, you know, straight up solid couple. I mean, Dot, it's cool to see them again, you know, since we saw them last time.
Yeah, I like that they were very transparent about money getting tight around there. You know, they were shying away from that situation. So, you know, money is one of the biggest issues that couples go through. It really causes a lot of turmoil. So I am looking forward to seeing how that they can kind of go over that hurdle where they, you know, tighten up. And I guess we'll really get to see who is a better saver and who spends more. But I'm really hoping that that doesn't create too much tension because they do have a little one and, you know, the little ones can feel all of that. So I'm hoping they can save those coins. And I'm looking forward to see how they do it so I can take some notes.
I mean, if they've lost any of the coins, it's probably in the washing machine, right, Brianna?
Right. Mila put it right on in there.
What do you think of these two?
So I just really want to give kudos to Anthony for being so just an open book when it came onto the whole finances thing. It takes a strong man to admit things are getting tight with our pockets.
Sure.
And the fact that his job is commission-based, it's not... That gave me anxiety just hearing it, because I used to be commission based before I used to do stuff like that. And it's literally, you have to be out there and hustling and grinding nonstop. So when you physically can't be somewhere and you have a baby and your wife, I don't think Ashley's working. So kudos to him for being such an open book. Like you said, they are a pretty straightforward couple and they seem solid. I know Ashley's going to lose it. I honestly feel like she's going to lose it. but they're going to stay solid.
It's being kept up. I think they're going to stay solid. I think, especially for Anthony, with the line of work that he's in, these B2B events, I think once everything kind of calms down, they're going to come back really strong because people are going to want to network and get business going again. Mm-hmm. And I think we're going to probably see a good surge of that. Let's talk about some of the couples here, at least in the first couple episodes, that seemingly are having some issues right off the bat. So let's talk about one of the two of you. I apologize, I forget. Wanted to specifically talk about AJ and Steph. AJ and Steph, we've seen from the beginning, AJ is this kind of out there guy. Steph is a great flip side of him. He's very calm. She tends to just kind of agree, but she grounds him a lot. He's out of work. We know he does HR stuff and recruiting, and she's a financial consultant. She's taken over his little home office. Really cute. And with this new normal now, he has said, this is what I would tell a recruit candidate, reinvent yourself, you know, learn something, do this. And he has taken over kind of all the house chores and things like that so that he doesn't, as he said, feel useless. I mean, Dot, I think that's probably something a lot of people are going through right now, just at home feeling useless and what to do.
Yeah, I really admired that he did just kind of spearhead on taking on the household responsibilities just so that he has some busy work. I just love that because why not? You have the extra time. Why sure. keep having her have all those responsibilities? What really did kind of hit hard, and I think we will see more of this unravel, is when he said he does feel useless. So I think right now it's a balance because he's very understanding, but I think that uselessness is only going to take more of a toll on him, especially right. if he's the one bringing in the income. So I'm interested to see how Steph continues to encourage him and motivate him and be each other's support system. I think in relationships, it's all about partnership, and you've got to be able to be on either side of that seesaw when he's up, you know, when she's up and he's down, and just switching back and forth. And I think that that's going to be a good dynamic for viewers to see, just because a lot of people bail when things are tough or when things switch over, and you got to be able to come to bat when it's your turn.
Yeah. Brianna, what'd you think?
I totally agree. I think AJ the homemaker is a great look and it takes a lot of self-awareness to admit that he feels emasculated at the fact that his wife is basically bringing home the bacon, but he says, I gotta serve the eggs. And I love that, because a marriage is a partnership and you're supposed to be equal 50-50. So I really liked that AJ took the initiative without Steph having to say, well, can you do this? Can you at least do that? And she's being just as patient with him. I appreciate that too, because I'm sure he might get on her nerves a little bit, but she's understanding of the fact that my husband's not working. He doesn't have much to do, but he's doing what he can. So it's a balance of both of them being patient and understanding and doing the best for the, with the cards that they've been dealt.
Yeah. I think this is going to be good for AJ. I think as long as he can calm down and just be chill and just kind of support Steph, it'll be a different mentality for him, for sure. I think it'll do him a lot of good. Another couple that has this like crazy energy, like we saw with AJ, is Elizabeth and Jamie, except it's flip-flopped, right? In fact, when we covered this, we said they were the female male versions of each other. So obviously Elizabeth she's wacky do out there. Jamie is way calming. They fight all the time. They fought their entire season, but always kind of come back together. They kind of thrive in this stress and just craziness. She is on him about getting a house. This is probably not the best time in the world to be looking for it. It's not rough to look for real estate and stuff right now, although I'm sure their deals are out there. They joke about him not liking her cooking. And then, you know, she's really in the second episode getting down on him about getting a place. And then they had the whole, we had odd energy this morning and the difference between a day person and a night person. And of course they make up and then fight right again 5 minutes later. We're going to have a whole season of this, Dot. And I think we got to be ready for constant fisticuffs between these two.
100%. This is a couple that is so toxic. And I honestly think they're both wacky. I think they are wacky in their own rights and in their own ways, which is why I think that they are right for each other. There is such an imbalance about this couple that I think that no one else would be able to handle it but them for each other. Every time they're on the screen, I can't take my eyes away. So I know that they are a very entertaining couple to watch. It's a little exhausting. I honestly think that they love arguing. It turns them on. It's their favorite way of communicating. And look, do what y'all got to do. But I sometimes am like, how old are you?
Like, I mean, at least Elizabeth, right? At least Elizabeth, Brianna, yeah. Right? I mean, Jamie kind of lets her go. You think he loves it?
No, Jamie, Jamie is horrible too. Jamie, just because his delivery is very calm. I think that Elizabeth gets the wrath of it because she's straightforward. But Jamie loves to pick. He knows exactly what to say. He knows what's going to make her flip out. And to me, that's the worst kind, because he'll sit there like he's not doing anything, but he's totally instigating. I think they're equally insane.
He knows how to push buttons.
For sure, definitely. I'm not gonna lie, and I'm not proud to say this, but I see a lot of myself in Elizabeth, and that's why I loved watching them, because I'm like, oh, this toxicity, this is familiar to me, this is wrong. Like, I knew it was wrong, but I was like, I feel you.
I love to break up every 5 seconds.
Yeah, but what really got me, though, was after the fight, and they kind of make up, her next statement was, so do you want to have sex? I'm like, you're me. She is me. Like, I am her. Because what's a better apology than just, like, lay it down, you know? But I think it does come, I think both of them are really immature, mainly in their communication, because like you said, even though he's calm with his delivery, the message is still pretty aggressive. And then Elizabeth, her message is aggressive, and the way she's communicating is aggressive.
Yeah.
But just the way things escalate when they talk to each other just makes no sense. Like, she says, you're not talking about your feelings. So he takes that as, well, you're calling me moody, you're name calling. And then he says that you're hogging the spoon. And she takes that as, you're calling me selfish. I'm like, oh.
No, seriously.
0 to 10 for no reason. But the whole thing about trying to find a house, I feel like Elizabeth thinks that finding a bigger space is going to solve their problems. But I think she only thinks that because, one, it'll be a distraction from their real issues. Mm-hmm. And two, physically having somewhere to just get away from each other is the best way they solve their problems.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, if that's the only thing and they're just hiding from it, that's not going to work. There's definitely something to be said for being able to kind of get away from each other, from anybody, right? Being able to go in a different room or something like that. If you're in an apartment, up until now, it was no problem to just leave. You could go for a walk, or you could drive somewhere and hang out at Starbucks or something like that. There's a lot less options right now. It's very limited. So I agree. If that's the only thing, then it's probably not going to work. If we're just masking our problems by having more space, and you don't actually talk anything out, but it seems like they love having problems. So I don't know. We'll see them fight for the rest of the season, I'm sure. Another couple that seemingly has not enough space, even though they did get a house since we saw them last, is Shaunice and Jefty. And of course, baby Laura, super duper cute. He is a teacher. He's been teaching from home. Shaunice had a ton of stuff going on that seems like a lot of it just got put on hold. The cosmetology stuff, working. I think she was working in a hospital, working on her wig line and things like that. But besides the two of them and the baby, mom, stepdad, and two sisters live in the house of Shaunice. That's a lot of people. She's saying she's losing her mind, doing stuff repetitive. He very, as we've seen him do in the past, Jefty makes effort. We know he makes effort. The pedicure station, the fun stuff for the birthday, that was really cute. And then, of course, in the last episode, we see him going up to the in-laws just to escape and get away and play some cards and smoke cigars. So they, I think, are a really good representation of feeling boxed in. There's tons of people around. There's nothing to really do or get away or go anywhere, especially for Jefty. It's great that he gets along good with his in-laws, but oh my God, if there was any fight, you could see that going the wrong way real quick. I mean, Brianna, what'd you think of them and what we've seen from them so far here?
I really enjoyed watching them. It's another really strong couple. I was nervous when he was saying that the in-laws are living with them.
Sure.
I'm hoping that if there was a moment that he and Shaunice get into it, I'm hoping the family will be neutral or at least open-minded and not just straight jump on his side. Because he did joke and say that sometimes he gets along with Shaunice's mom more than Shaunice. So I think I'm just excited to see more of the dynamic with him and the in-laws, because that's super inspirational for a lot of couples.
Absolutely. I think that's something that you've got to set as a ground rule. Just say, okay, look, just like every couple, we're going to have fights. They just have to be out of it. Let's just agree that they're never in it. And we can even tell them, right, Dot? Tell the in-laws, hey, if we get into an argument, we're just saying, we're not fighting right now. So let's say right now, while everything's happy, we're just going to, you guys don't get involved just so that nothing gets messy.
Absolutely. Just like Brianna, I was like, wait, the in-laws are there? I was like, this is horrible. They're going to feel they have no space. But it was so refreshing because it's kind of like, you know, when they say a child should be raised by a village, and we don't see much of that anymore. And it's usually because it's not done correctly. So to see this is inspiring, because that's something that more people should do, especially with childcare and how, you know, tricky that can be, and, you know, having your child's safety at the first forefront. And I thought it was so cute, the little pedicure station. Mm-hmm. I had to tell my man, he got to step it up. I've never come home to that. So I thought that was cute. I think they have a really fun dynamic. I can tell that they're friends and that they have their friendship at the forefront of their relationship. I do think that their daughter is driving Shaunice insane. You can see little bits and pieces of it. And I think that in this quarantine, a lot of parents are having to spend majority of their time with their kids.
Yeah.
And that's a whole new experience, being a full stay-at-home mom. She's juggling cooking and cleaning and having the kid. And she jokingly mentioned, I've had wine, lots and lots of wine. And I was like, I feel you, girl. I hear the subtext all throughout that.
I got my Truly right here.
There it is. So I think as she goes throughout this, she'll be able to balance everything out. But I do feel like right now, everything is just above her head. And she's like, help me, Lord, help me.
I think a lot of people had the same thought as you. And somebody definitely at HomeMedics is definitely tracking their purchases, because that HomeMedics foot spa was front and center on the screen. And a lot of people probably hit Amazon right away. It's a at-home pedicure. So we'll see. Yeah, that's probably going to be their storyline this season, is how they deal with just being together and with the in-laws and kind of cramped up. But let's talk about the final couple here, Jamie and Doug. They're from season one of Married at First Sight. So they've been in the game for a while. We've known them for a while. And they have what I think is probably the most serious kind of concern or troubles going on right now, because, pardon me from before when I was mistaken with Ashley, Jamie is currently pregnant. You know, they have a baby already, and she's currently pregnant. And now the big issue is, should she give birth at the hospital, which is obviously a much more traditional way to give birth, or to have a home birth with, you know, a doula or a midwife? And we have the midwife come and talk to them about stuff. The midwife comes and does an ultrasound. We know we had a little bit of a scare, but she actually wasn't going to labor. Everything was kind of okay. So this is the big thing going on with them. And it's got to be a concern for tons of people, everybody who's anywhere near giving birth, right? Any woman who's anywhere near giving birth at that time in her pregnancy right now has got to be scared of what you do. It's going to be interesting to see. I don't know, Dot, what were you thinking when they were kind of laying this all out?
I was just so terrified and so concerned for them. Like you said, this is probably one of the most serious issues. And when I think of home birth, I think that that's something that women usually prepare for. That's something they usually have planned for, something they're ready to go in, and to have that be like a last minute decision or something that you're trying to figure out. I think that that is just so stressful. Yeah. I also think of the fear of not having your husband there if you do end up going to the hospital, and just not knowing exactly where you're safe and where you're not. And if I'm not mistaken, they've had some issues in the past with their childbirth, and, you know, I think she lost a baby.
Lost a few babies, yeah.
So, oh my heart was just going out to them. It's like, you've lost a few babies, you've had a successful baby. Now, out of all times, you're pregnant during a pandemic. So my heart just was going out to them. I was sending them positive and good energy. I was locked in, and I thought, wow, so many women are going through this. And I kind of just had a moment thinking of like, women are superheroes. I don't care what anybody says. For women to be able to endure this physically and mentally, and she's still raising a child and taking care of her husband. Girl, shout out to you, Jamie. You the truth.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing you were about a home birth. This is something that's normally, you know, much more planned. Almost, I want to say the things that I've read it and seen, it's almost more even practice. Everybody's going to be over. This is what's going to, okay. And we got the tub, they usually fill the tub up or of inflatable kind of tub pool thing. And just talking about safety, it's not like it's just the midwife and the two of you. There's usually three or so other people doing little activities and comforting and all sorts of stuff that I don't know about. Brianna, what were you thinking about kind of the situation that they're in?
It was really scary to think about knowing how frightening it is to go to a hospital and risk catching COVID. And then you also have the risk of bringing a midwife in and then getting COVID through that. And then you have it directly in your home. But something that the midwife said during their phone call that was, I'm sure, very helpful for them was, she said, fear is not a good motivation for home birth. And that really stuck with me. I don't know why, because I'm not trying to have any babies, but it was just the fact that fear was their main motivation for going the home birth route. And they never really took into consideration the pressure that they're putting on themselves and the stress that they don't need, because that stress can cause all types of issues that might end up making you having to go to the hospital anyway.
Right.
So it's truly frightening. And seeing Doug get emotional when he was talking about it's life or death, it was, I feel for them. I really, really feel for them.
They've been through a lot. I've always felt bad for Doug. Doug is the original, I'm not attracted to this guy.
Yeah.
And it's like, like right off the bat, like this poor guy, super nice, right? He's very caring. And luckily, it's worked out. But Doug's had it rough from the beginning with his television journey, okay? And now we've got this. This is really scary. Just like what you said, fear, it should not be the main reason. Mm-hmm. A lot of times, I think, especially what we're going through right now, people tend to forget, it's not just COVID, right? Every other problem that existed is still there, right?
Yes.
Every childbirth issue, every possible cold or virus or any, they're all still present. So if any of that ends up being a problem, there's just personal, I'd like to be in the hospital. That's just a personal thing for me. Everybody's got to make their own decision. But recognizing that and knowing it's just not about avoiding coronavirus by possibly just having the one person come to your home, that's got to weigh in on your decision. That to me, and guys, let us know in the comments what you're watching. We love reading all your comments. Let us know what you guys think. I think this is going to be the most interesting story to see where they end up at the end of this, if we even get a resolution, because, you know, we don't know that they're, if she's going to give birth by the time filming is done. So we'll have to wait and see and follow along. But that's it for the first two episodes, guys. I want to turn it over to Dot. It's got some fun news for us.
I sure do. There's always so much going on, especially because we are very interactive on Instagram. So I do want to say that Married at First Sight Australia, it premiered yesterday. It looks like it is going to be quite the show. There is a same-sex couple on the show, two beautiful women. So I'm really interested to see the dynamic of having a same-sex couple on there. Will it be better? Will it be worse? And how that will grow as the season's continue forward. Ashley celebrated a birthday yesterday, so happy birthday to Ashley. I'm definitely gonna have to see what they did for her birthday and see what's going on there. Also, what they've been doing for Married at First Sight, they've been going on live with Michelle Collins. She's been really diving in deep with some of the couples. As you know, on the show, it's only an hour, so we just get a little glimpse. So what she's able to do is she's able to extend that a little more, and we're really able to get some of those unanswered questions or get a little bit more of outside of the storyline that they show. And last but not least, because since it was such a big topic that we had, Jamie and Doug do successfully give birth to a
I didn't know. Boy. I purposely left it up.
He's a healthy baby boy. It looks like they did go forward with the home birth. He's so cute. And again, shout out to Jamie, who was able to do all of that during a pandemic.
That'll be cool. We'll probably see that next week then. So that'll be interesting to see. All right, awesome. Brianna, we are out of time. You've got to save your fun game and update it with questions from next episode, because I'm sure everybody at home is going to want to play along, and Dot and I will battle it out. But sorry, there's cramming two episodes at once is too much. But guys, until next week, we're going to be right back here again next Thursday, 6 p.m. PST, covering the rest of this. We'll definitely have time for the game. Until then, Brianna, where can our friends follow you at?
Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at IMB_Cheyenne, C-H-I-A-N-N-E.
And Dot?
You can follow me on all social media platforms at Dot McDonald.
Guys, thanks once again for tuning in and watching us. We love reading the comments. AfterBuzz has got you guys covered here through the quarantine and beyond for all the TV shows you guys love to watch, so you know what to do. Hit the subscribe button with the bell notification for me. Give me a big thumbs up and some 5-star reviews if you're listening to us on podcasting services. We love you. Shout out to Dot for bringing up my next show, Married at First Sight Australia, which I'm going to be doing right after this show because I watched all the shenanigans and it's looking really good. You can follow me everywhere at Mike Feeling. Until next week, we will see you soon. Goodbye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.